Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today's podcast is about trying on new beliefs. And often if we look at how we move through life, we are presented with opportunities to try on new beliefs constantly. Somebody says something to us and we go, no, that's not true. Or no, that can't work. Or no, this isn't this. Or 100 other ways we respond in a fashion that closes us off from more opportunities. And so part of a mental strength skill is this skill of being open-minded to perhaps new ways, new beliefs, new thought processes that can enhance and help us reach our personal success and personal goals. We, you know, the definition of insanity obviously is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And within NLP, there's this presupposition that talks about if what you're doing isn't working, try something else. Well, so often we cling to our beliefs as if they are part of us. They're part of our body. They're like our arm and our leg or whatever. And we cling to them so tightly that who would we be without these beliefs? And I think that is the main issue on why we don't give up beliefs, because these beliefs have become infested into us, if you will, some of the disempowering ones, and they become part of our personality. And the thought of removing that belief and replacing it with something else on the unconscious level is scary. The unconscious mind says, hey, we've been doing a good job, or I've been doing a good job for you so far. Look at you. You're alive. You're safe. You're generally okay as far as health is concerned. So when you start thinking about replacing your beliefs automatically right away, the fear that comes up is coming from the unconscious mind. So one of the first things that we need to do is make sure that we are in rapport with our unconscious mind. I've talked about this many, many times in previous podcasts about being in rapport with our unconscious and allowing the unconscious to talk to us, and then having our conscious mind give our unconscious mind directions. You know, it's kind of like the in Switch, you have this elephant and the rider. The rider is the conscious mind. The elephant is the unconscious mind. Well, if they're both not in rapport, the elephant's going to go all over the place. The rider's going to get tired, exhausted by trying to move the elephant around. And so by building rapport, the rider is able to control the elephant and direct it to where it wants to go, where it wants to go as far as its goals and stuff. So before we even go into trying on new beliefs, there's a real important part is just say, hey, unconscious mind, I'd like to try on this belief for a while. Are you okay with that? When you start connecting with your unconscious mind, and you may say it out loud, you may say it to yourself, but we all talk to ourselves anyway. So why not talk to ourselves in a beneficial manner? You're going down the street, you're yelling at somebody, you're talking to yourself, oh, what's going to happen at this meeting? Hey, it's not that we're crazy. We all know we talk to ourselves. It's just, do you get in an argument with yourself is the question. So here, what I'm asking you to do is communicate with your unconscious mind. Ask it if it's okay to temporarily suspend a belief that you have. And is it okay if you try on a new belief for a while? It's kind of like you going into a suit store or a dress store if you're a lady, and you want to try on this dress and see how it fits, and you're able to. And the store is kind enough and says, you know what, leave the tag on. Go ahead and wear it for a few days. I know that there is some individuals will do that anyway. They'll buy the dress, hide the tag, and go try it on, and then bring it back. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's just say we want to get a new suit, a new dress, a new outfit of some kind, and the store is kind enough. They're really forward-thinking, and they go, you know what? You have 5 days to try this on. See how you like it. See what people say about it. See what compliments you get. And if you don't like it, bring it back. You always have your old wardrobe to put back on. Same thing here with beliefs. The store is your unconscious mind. You go, hey, unconscious mind, is it okay if I put this belief on hold? I want to try on this new belief for 5 days or a week. And you look at these new beliefs and you put them on and you act as if they are part of you. You don't bring in, you don't put the new belief on top of the old belief. Then you have this battle going on, but you tell your unconscious mind to suspend this other belief, and so by suspending it or putting it away, there's an empty space, and this is where the new belief goes. And through processes that I use in my coaching, through NLP, time and empowerment, visualization, anchoring, all sorts of methods, there are ways of trying on new beliefs. But the point here is, are you, one, open-minded enough to say your beliefs, the beliefs that you have right now, not all of them are working. And that there are some of them that are just worn out, they're faded, they're torn, they're just not really good anymore for you. If that's the case, then you need to communicate with your unconscious mind, say, hey, is it okay if I put on these new beliefs? And put them on. If you don't know what the beliefs are, look for somebody who has or is doing what you want to do. And read an interview with them, read a biography. That was my intent on interviewing the past couple of people that I have, and I am trying to get more, and I will be getting more, not trying, I will be getting more people to interview. But the process there is, if you listen great, especially to Mark Divine, when you go back and listen to that, you will hear his beliefs. He may not say, I believe this, this, this. And when you go back and listen to it, you will know what he believes. And so then, if you want to have a business or an attitude or a lifestyle like Mark, you would try on his beliefs. You would put your beliefs, your limiting beliefs aside, and you would put on his empowering beliefs. And then you would walk around and talk and act and breathe as if those beliefs were yours. And that's being open-minded to new ways. Because if we're closed-minded to all of this, why are you listening to the podcast? Why are you reading the blog? Is it just entertainment? If that's it, great. I hope you find it entertaining. But if you're really searching to change yourself, to become more empowered and really hit your personal goals and personal successes, and we're not able to work together one-on-one, then please just put your old beliefs aside. Just, you know which ones they are. They are in your face all the time. They're the ones you complain about. They're the ones that, I'm sick, I don't have enough money, my partner doesn't love me. All those stem from limiting beliefs. Put those beliefs aside. Go find somebody who has a great relationship. Go find somebody who's in fantastic health. Go find somebody who's making a ton of money. And look at their beliefs. The biography channel. There's tons of books in the library you can just get out for free. I mean, if you look at the books that are available to us through the public library system, that library has tons and tons and tons of successful beliefs in there. You don't have to read all the biographies. You don't have to read the Winston Churchills and all the others, but find a character, find somebody that you can connect with. Get the biography, read through it. When you see a phrase that they talk about, highlight it. Well, not highlight it in the library book, but write it down on a piece of paper and say, hey, here's something he said. I wonder what belief is behind this. Or here's something that she said. I wonder what belief is behind this. And really dig into that. And that's how you try on these new beliefs, is through modeling. And it gets us back to the very beginning of this podcast, is, are you open-minded enough to say what you're doing isn't working? Are you courageous enough to say what you're doing isn't working? And then are you open-minded enough to change the way you're thinking based on your beliefs so that you will create better success and better a better life for yourself? And it all comes down to beliefs. And I just love beliefs. And my perspective, beliefs generate everything. Some people disagree, but I feel that beliefs generate our values. They generate our thoughts. They generate everything about us. They generate our behaviors, everything. At some level, we do something because we believe there's going to be a reward for that. So we have these beliefs, and at some point in time, they just don't serve us anymore. They don't serve us in what we want to get. They may serve us on an unconscious level, based on a belief that we think we are. If we think we are a victim, we will believe that people are taking advantage of us, and we will unconsciously put put ourselves into situations so that people can take advantage of us. Well, that would not be a very good belief to hold on to being a victim. I would tend to say that a better belief would be that I am empowered, I have control over my circumstances, and you look for somebody who has that, and you say, I'm going to change this belief. You get a rapport with your unconscious mind, you change it, you start to model it, you start to act as if you are empowered, and watch what happens. But the key is to observe the beliefs that you have, which ones work for you, which ones don't. Be honest, be courageous, then be open-minded to try on some new beliefs. Because basically what I'm saying is here, these beliefs have been given to us from our parents, from our friends, from our teachers, from all sorts of things. Some of them are great beliefs, some of them are not. But really what all these beliefs are is a program that you're running in your mind. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.